Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. 我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we praise you and thank you for gathering us here this morning to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你，赞美你，今天早上带领我们一同来这里聚会。
Lord, this morning, the reason why we come here, because we want to grow closer to you.
今天早上我们来的原因是我们想跟你更亲近。
And also, we thank you for bringing friends and true seekers to come here to hear your word.
感谢你带领我们朋友和亲戚一同来这里听你的话。
Lord, we know our life is unpredictable.
我们知道我们的生命是充满了未知数。
Even though our life is unpredictable, but we know that you are the author and finisher of our faith.
但是我们知道你是我们的信仰的支撑者。
This means as long as we have you, we have nothing to fear.
只要我们拥有了你，我们就不用担心世界上一切东西。
Because if you live or die, it's for your sake.
我们不管是生是死都是为了你的缘故。
And also for your glory.
是为了你的荣耀。
Lord, many of us here, we want to draw closer to you.
主啊，我们大家在这里想跟你更亲近。
But sometimes in our life we are so busy.
但是我们的生活却经常这么繁忙。
Busy doing the things of the world.
忙世上的一些东西。
But we ask you to give us wisdom.
求你给我们智慧。
The wisdom that you are the author and finisher of our faith.
我们智慧可了解说你是我们智慧的，你是我们信心的支撑者。
Because if we die tomorrow without you, we have nothing.
因为我们知道说明天死的话，我们什么都没有了。
If we die without you tomorrow, we will spend eternity in hell.
如果我们去世的时候没有你的跟我们同在，我们就会去地狱。
Lord, open our heart to know your wisdom.
主啊，求你打开我们的心来了解你的智慧。
Give us the strength to draw closer to you.
给我们力量，可我们有。可以更接近你。
So in our life, we learn to put you first.
在我们生活中，我们把你放在
我们第一位。But if we have nothing in this world, as long as we have you, we have everything.
在这个世界上，即使我们什么都没有，如果我们有你的话，我们就有了一切。
So this morning, we'd like for you to open our hearts.
所以今天早上，请你开启我们的心。
So our soul can be edified.
使我们的灵魂可以得到造就。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to move among all the brothers and sisters.
我们求圣灵在这里感动我们弟兄姊妹。
To know that you are indeed the author and finisher of our faith.
可以我们确切地知道说你确实是我们的信心的支撑者。
And this way we praise. May all the praise and glory be unto your name.
这样感谢赞美，愿一切荣耀的归给你天上的圣灵。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿主耶稣的平安跟喜乐跟弟兄姊妹同在。
It's very wonderful this morning for us to be able to get up early in the morning, come here to worship the true and living God with one another.
今天早上大家起床以后一同来这里聚会来赞美我们的真神，这是一件非常喜乐的事情。
Actually, many people in the world, they always assume that the reason the sun rises tomorrow, because it's always going to rise tomorrow.
大家都以为说每天早上太阳出来都是把这个当作习以为然的事情。
But for us, we know the reason the sun rises tomorrow because of the love and power of God.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们知道说太阳之所以会升起来，是因为神对我们的爱。
And also, many of us sitting here, we also realize that our life is also in the hand of God.
我们坐在这里，我们也知道说我们的生命确实都在神的手中。
Because God is our creator.
因为神是我们的创造者。
And God is the one who sustains the whole universe.
神是支撑我们这个所有宇宙的一切万物的人。
If we as a children of God, we don't realize this, this means for us we lack a wisdom.
如果我们作为神的子女不了解这一切的话，我们就没有智慧。
If we don't realize that our Lord is the author and finisher of faith, and then we will do anything in this world and we will lose our Lord.
如果我们不了解说神是我们的信心的始终者的话，我们在这世上就会失去一切。
Let's turn the book of Hebrew chapter 12.
我们看一下那个希伯来书的第十二章。
The book of Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Verse 2. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that set before him endured the cross,despite the shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书第十二章第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So here the author of Hebrew encourages and tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
这里那个希伯来书的作者告诉我们说耶稣是我们信心创始成终者。
We know nowadays our lives are very unpredictable.
我们知道我们现在生命其实 充满了未知数。
Today we can live and tomorrow we can be gone.
今天我们可能活得好好的，可能明天我们就不在了。
I remember I know this young man.
我记得这样一个年轻的人。
This young man is only 16 years old.
他只有16岁。
And during that time, pretty much he thought he's gonna live forever.
当时他觉得说生命还长得很。
So that summer he planned with all his friends, this summer we all gonna work hard and make some money and then we go on a long field trip.
所以他跟他朋友计划说这个暑假的时候我们一起去打工然后赚点钱我们去一同去旅游。
And just happened the same night.
但是就在那天晚上。
He was hanging with a bunch of kids in front of his house.
他跟一帮朋友在他们院子屋子前面一同 party, 一同。
They're just hanging out, yeah, they're just hanging out and, you know, talking.
对，他们在一起在聊天。
So during that time, it just happened, there's the gang kids came by and just start shooting at them.
这时候有一群那个帮派的人开车过来用枪来打他们。
And the young man that I know, he's the fastest runner of the whole group.
这个我认识的这个年轻人他是他们这帮人里面跑得最快的。
But it just happened when the gang member started shooting and then it just hit him right in the forehead.
但是不巧的是这帮人打枪的时候正好打到他的额头上。
Even though he's 16 years old, he died right there on the street.
虽然他只有16岁但是当时马上就死掉了。
Truly, our life is very unpredictable.
确实我们的生命是充满了未知数。
Just like my father, he passed away several months ago.
就像我的父亲几个月前去世一样。
I never thought my father would die from cancer at the age of 59 years.
我从来没想到说我父亲在59岁的时候会因癌症去世。
Because since I know my father was a very tough person.
因为我知道我的父亲是一个非常强有力的人。
Even though he's a little fat, but he's a very healthy person.
他虽然比较胖一些，但是他身体健康是很好。
But our son, when he was struck with cancer, you can see that his life really is perishing very easy.
但是一旦我们发现他有癌症的时候，发现他的生命去得非常快。
So who would know at age 59 my dad would pass away?
谁也没想到说我父亲在59岁的时候就会去世。
So this means for us as a Christian, do not think that we can live forever.
所以我们作为基督徒也不要说我们想说我们生命可以一同一直下去。
Especially for our younger generation.
特别是对我们那个年轻的下一代。
Sometimes as a younger generation, we think we are invincible, we think we can live forever.
我们年轻的时候都会想说我们好像世上没有一些不可战胜的事情。
Actually, I heard from my wife that some of the youth who drove from New Jersey to Boston, they had a bad car accident several weeks ago.
我太太告诉我说，前不久有一教会的一些年轻人从费城去波士顿，结果他们车坏掉了，半路上。
And they said the car accident was pretty bad, and it's like a 4 or 5 car accident.
他们撞车了，四五辆车撞在一起。
But the car was total. The car was really in bad shape.
他们坐的车整个全部报销。
But praise and thank God, none of the youth inside the car got hurt.
但是感谢神，那个车里面的那些我们教会的年轻人没有一个受伤。
We know the reason they didn't get hurt because the hand of God was with them.
我们知道说他们之所以没有受伤，是因为神的手在看顾他们。
So do not think truly we can live forever.
所以我们不要说我们真的生命可以永久下去。
That's why some of us we work so hard every single day.
所以我们看到有人说他们每天都拼命的工作。
Of course, working hard is not a problem.
当然工作不是一个问题。
But if you work to the point that you forget to come to worship God, and this become a problem.
但是如果你努力工作到一个程度说你忘记了敬拜神，这就变成一个问题。
Really, just think about if we gain the whole world.
我们设想说我们即使赚到了整个世界。
And tomorrow we die without Christ.
但是我们明天要去世的时候没有
耶稣。Can we bring anything in the world with us?
我们赚到这些东西可以带去吗？
Of course not.
当然不可以。
We can only bring our clothing.
我们只能带我们的衣服。
But when I was in Kenya,
我在肯尼亚的时候。
And during that time, there are a lot of people who, you know, they go to the grave and they rob. After you bury a person, then they rob, you know, whatever the person have on their body.
因为那边很穷，所以他们很多人会盗墓，把那个埋了之后，把那人的衣服又扒出来又拿走。
So this means people who live in Kenya, even when they die, they can't even take their clothes with them because people will go and rob from the grave.
所以那个在肯尼亚去世的人，他们埋的时候都连衣服都不要埋，因为他们如果有衣服的话，别人会来把他们掘墓偷掉。
Truly, for us, if we live this life without Christ.
所以如果我们生命没有耶稣的话
，and then the life to come, we also would not have Christ.
我们的生命就没有耶稣跟我们在一起。
So for us, of course, we need to work hard. God never tells us to be lazy.
所以当然我们做人当然要 努力工作，因为神从来没有我们说让我们
懒惰。But while we work in hard, we need to have Christ always in our lives.
但是我们在努力工作的时候，不要忘记说我们有要耶稣跟我们在一起。
Because Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
因为基督是我们信心的始终和创立者。
I remember when I visited my father in the hospital, he was on the floor oncology.
我记得在那个我去我父亲的病院病房看他的时候。
Because on the floor oncology, many people they're just waiting to die.
因为在那个癌症病房里面，很多人其实就在那里等死。
So during the times before they die, many would scream and yell in pain.
死之前发现很多人都在那里拼命的大叫，他们因为非常痛，非常难受。
And we are sure many of them they would love to give whatever they have just to live for another several days.
我想他们可能很多人都是想，即使他们把他们所有的东西都失去，也为了想赚到多活几天。
Because all of them they know if they die, they cannot bring anything with them.
因为他们都知道说。他们死的时候，世上的一些东西他们不能带走。
But if he give everything away and gets to live for another several days, that person be satisfied.
如果把他们世上的一切财物都卖掉，然后使他们可以多活几天，他们也愿意。
So we think about how is Jesus is to qualify to be an author and finisher of our faith.
所以我们想想看，那个耶稣基督到底怎么可以成我们信心的这个始终和是创始和成终的？
Listen to Hebrews chapter 7 verse 3.
我们看一下那个希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 3.
希伯来书第七章第三节。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but make like the Son of God, remain a priest continually.
希伯来书第七章第三节，他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似。
The reason our Lord Jesus Christ can be the author and finisher of our faith because he has no mother, has no father, has no genealogy.
之所以耶稣基督可以是我们信心创始成终之人，是因为他没有父，也没有母，也没有族谱。
Imagine one of us sitting here, we proclaim we have no mother.
可以想象我们坐在这里的人说我们没有母亲。
Of course, that's impossible.
那是不可能的事情。
We proclaim we have no father.
如果我们说我们有父亲的话。
Of course, that's also impossible.
也是不可能的。
We proclaim we have no genealogy.
如果我们说我们没有族谱。
It's also impossible.
也是不可能。
But that's why Jesus Christ is the only person can be the author and finisher of our faith.
所以主耶稣基督是世界上唯一一个能使我们信心创始成终的人。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He is God Himself.
因为耶稣他是神。
As God Himself, He's existed by Himself.
他因为他是神，所以他自己可以存在。
Because He's the first one to exist, and He's the last one to remain forever.
他是第一个存在的，也是最后一个离开的。
So that's why for us, when we think about our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以当我们想这个耶稣基督的时候
，and many of us who sit here, we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每人很多人都这里都有耶稣基督跟我们在一起。
If we know that He's the one that control our lives, then we will put first. We put Him first in our life.
如果我们都了解说他控制我们的生命，我们都会把他们放在我们生命的第一位。
You can see many people nowadays worship different religion.
我们看到这世界上现在有很多人他们拜不同的宗教。
For example, if we are Buddhists,
有些人信佛教。
If we are Buddhists, really, the person who we worship, if you go to his grave, his bone would be there.
如果你去看那个佛教，他们所敬拜的人，他们的死之后，他们的骨头还在坟里。
Because everybody who is born of a mother and father, one day they must die.
因为世界上所有的人，如果从父母而生，他们有一天必要死去。
So that's why for us to worship something that died.It doesn't make sense.
所以如果让我们去拜一个他自己也会死去的人是没有什么道理的。
And Confucianism also.
也对我们对孔子也是这样子。
If we practice Confucianism, and then if we go to the grave, we will surely see that Confucius is already died and buried, and his bones still remain.
你看那些儒教的人，他们埋去的时候骨头也在坟墓里面，他们都会死去的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, because He has no mother, no father.
但是我们的主耶稣基督，因为他没有父亲，也没有母亲。
This means He self-exists.
这就是说他自己可以存在。
Because He is God Himself.
因为他就是神。
And also, when you go to the grave in Jerusalem, you cannot find Him there.
但你去耶路撒冷去他的坟墓的时候，你就找不到他的尸骨在哪里。
Because He resurrected.
因为他已经复活了。
So if He is self-exists, and then if He lives forever.And then he is worthy to be an author and finisher of our faith.
如果他可以自己存在，并且可以永远存在的话，他就有资格做我们信心的那个创始成终者。
Nowadays, many people they worship money.
现在这个世上很多人他们崇拜金钱。
And many of us we think that money can, you know, sustain us forever.
很多人觉得说有钱的话可以一切都方便了。
That's why many work so hard trying to gain money.
所以我们发现很多人他们拼命的工作都是想去赚钱。
If all of us work as hard to gain money as to gain Christ, this would be a wonderful thing.
如果大家都像努力赚钱那样努力去来寻找耶稣的话，这个世界上就非常美丽。
You can see, even though sometimes we can have a lot of money.
有时候我们虽然看到很多人他们很有钱。
But when we are sick and dying, when we are sick and dying.
在什么生病要死的时候。
Can money save us?
钱可不可以救我们？
Can money resurrect us from the dead?
钱可不可以使我们从死中复活？
Just like my father.
就像我父亲一样。
My father was been in a hospital for several years.
我的父亲在医院里面他住了好几年。
And during this time he spent over $2 million trying to cure his disease.
这好几年中他花了$2,000,000想把他的病治好。
But even though they spent over $2 million, but he still died.
最终他还是死掉了。
So you can see money really cannot do anything for us.
所以我们看到说金钱真的不能帮我们什么东西。
But at the meantime, many deceived by Satan.
但是在同时我们知道说很多人他们都被这个魔鬼来欺骗。
Because the world belongs to Satan.
因为这个世界上是属于魔鬼的。
And only thing that Satan can offer us is the things of the world.
所以魔鬼能给我们的东西就是这个世上的东西。
But of course, sometimes when we look at the things of the world, it looks very wonderful.
有时候我们看着世上的东西确实是非常美丽美好的东西。
But for us, we need to keep an eye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们生活在世上要把我们的眼光
放在。If we cannot keep an eye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then,Our life become meaningless.
我们要眼光放在主耶稣身上，否则我们的生命就变得没有意义了。
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, it doesn't mean that we allow Him to be the author and finisher of our faith.
虽然主耶稣是我们那个信心的创始成终者，但是有时候我们并不这样去做。
So Jesus Christ is without mother and without father.
因为主耶稣基督他是没有父亲也没有母亲。
And his life never ends because he lived forever.
他的生命也没有结局，因为他是永生的神。
That's why he is qualified to be the one who control our lives.
所以他有资格来做我们控制我们生命的人。
Let's also turn Colossians chapter 1.
看一下哥罗西书的第一章。
The book Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章
Chapter 1 verse 16
哥罗西书第一章第十六节
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible, invisible, whether throne or dominions or principality or power, all things were created through him and for him.
哥罗西书第一章第十六节因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的是地上的能看见的不能看见的或者有位的主治的执政的掌权的一切都是借着他造的又是为他造的。
The reason our Lord Jesus Christ can be the author and finisher of faith because through him everything was created.
之所以耶稣基督是我们信心的创始成终者是因为这世上一切东西都是靠着他来造出来的。
This means everything we can see with our eyes.
所以我们眼睛可以看见的一切东西。
Everything we can feel in this earth.
我们手可以一切可以摸到的东西。
And all the things we also cannot see, our Lord Jesus Christ have created it.
我们眼睛所能看见的所有的东西都是神来创造的。
Just think about this concept.
我们想想这个概念。
Everything in this universe belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
世上所有的东西都属于我们主耶稣。
And the reason all these things existed because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些东西之所以存在都是因为我们主耶稣基督的缘故。
But we also are the product of Jesus Christ.
我们自己也是主耶稣创造的。
Jesus Christ also created all of us.
主耶稣也创造了我们中间所有的人。
If Jesus Christ created all of us, this means he has the right to control our lives.
如果他创造了我们所有的人，表示说他有权利说来控制我们的生命。
But nowadays, many of us we do not want him to control our lives.
但是我们很多人却不想让主耶稣来控制我们的生命。
Because sometimes when we come to church, it feels so burdensome.
因为有时候我们来教会的时候，觉得担子很重。
Sometimes we come to church, it's really just a waste of time.
有时候会觉得来教会是浪费时间。
Why? Because truly and deep down in our heart, we do not want Jesus to control our lives.
因为在我们的心灵的深处，其实并不想让主耶稣来控制我们的生命。
But remember the day that we got baptized.
但是我们要想想看，我们当时受洗
的那一天。The day that we got baptized, we already confessed to God that we want to be His follower.
我们受洗那天，我们都跟神来祷告说，我们要想成为他的跟随者。
That's why we call ourselves Christian.
所以 因为这个我们才叫自己的做基督徒。
Christian to mean to be Christ-like.
基督徒要像那个基督一样。
But many of us, when we come here to worship God,
但是我们很多人来这里来敬拜神的时候
，Sometimes my heart is very far from Him.
有时候我们的心却跟神离得很远。
Of course, we can do anything we want.
当然，我们想怎么做都可以。
Maybe we can come to worship God in church.
我们可以来教会来敬拜神。
We can go, you know, to the mall to shop.
我们也可以去去商店买东西。
God never forces us to do anything.
神从来不会强迫说要我们做什么东西。
But we know because the love of Christ, that's why we come here to worship God.
但是我们知道说，因为有神的爱，所以我们来这里来敬拜神。
I've been in Christ almost 7 years now.
我信神已经将近7年了。
Of course, some days I also feel like doing things for church is also a burden.
有时候我自己也会觉得说，为教会做事情，有时候确实是担子很重。
And sometimes I realize why things become a burden for me.
但是有时候我会发现说，为什么会有这样的感觉
？A lot of time because I'm lack of love.
经常是因为我缺少了爱。
So someday I do not pray a lot, and someday I do not read the Bible, and then my heart has no love inside of it.
某一天我可能圣经读得不够，或者我们祷告得不够，心里面就没有足够的爱。
So because I have no love inside my heart, then everything that I do for church become a burden.
如果心里没有爱的话，为教会做一些东西都会觉得担子很重。
Especially for our younger generation.
特别对我们的年轻的一辈。
Really, we are the generation that we want to do whatever is right for ourselves.
我们年轻的一辈会经常说要做对自己有益的事情。
So when we come to church, we feel because we have to.
有时候我们来教会是因为被迫来教会。
We don't come to church because we love God.
我们来教会不是因为说我们要来爱神。
If we come to church because we have to, and then our relationship with God can never be close.
如果你来教会是有人来逼迫你来的话，那我们跟神的关系是不可能。
Just imagine when we have our parents.
就像我们有父母一样。
And our parents live so far away from us.
我们父母离我们住得很远。
And every time we call them because we feel we have to, and what kind of relationship is this? It wouldn't be a good one.
如果每次打电话给他们都是因为我们不得已而打电话给他们的话，这样的关系会不会？就像我们跟神的关系一样。
The reason we are sitting here to worship God because we love God and we know that God loves us.
我们坐在这里来敬拜神，因为我们知道说神爱我们，我们也爱神。
So do not feel like it is a burden to come to worship God.
所以来敬拜神并不是一个担子对我们来说。
If we feel burden to come to worship God, this means we do not pray enough, we do not read the word of God enough.
如果你来教会是觉得是个担子的话，我们就表示说我们祷告的不够。
Because for me, sometimes I also feel like this.
即使是我有时候也会这样的感觉。
But to feel like this, I know it's not the right thing as the children of God.
但是我知道说这样的感觉作为一个神的子民来说是不对的。
I remember when I was in Kenya.
我在那个肯尼亚的时候
，And Kenya, there's many areas there's no phone to call home.
在很多地方，其他地方连电话都没有，我没有办法打电话给我家人。
Truly, not one day I walk around Kenya without thinking about my family.
所以每天我在肯尼亚没有一天说不会想到我的家人。
Because in this life, the most important thing to me is my family.
因为在这个世上，对我最重要的东西就是我的家庭。
So I often think about them.
所以我经常会想我的家人。
But also our relationship with Christ.
但是我们跟神的关系也是一样。
It should be greater than our family.
他跟我们跟神的关系要比我们跟家人的关系更重。
Because Christ is the one that died for us.
因为神为耶稣为我们而死。
Christ is the one that shed his blood for us.
耶稣为我们流了宝血。
Christ is the one that redeemed us from hell.
耶稣为我们从死亡中救出来。
None of our parents have done like this for us.
我们父母并没有为我们这样做。
So that's why if we go through one day without thinking about God, this one day is too long.
所以，如果有一天你生命中没有想神的话，这一天就会太长了。
Because everything we see, everything that exists is created by Him.
因为我们所看见的、所了解的一切都是神来创造的。
Really, if you go outside when the sun shines,
你出去看到阳光
，and when you see the beautiful tree outside,
看到那些漂亮的树
，you know of God's love.
你就知道说这都是神的爱。
The reason God created all of this because of His love.
神之所以创造这些东西，是因为他对我们有爱。
You can see, you can look at the moon.
你看到月亮。
At the moon, when you look at it, there's nothing there.
你看到月亮说上面什么也没有。
Why? Because God did not create any one of us to live on the moon.
因为神并没有让我们住在月亮上。
So there's no tree on the moon.
所以月亮上没有树。
There's no water on the moon.
没有水。
There's no air on the moon.
没有空气。
So God created all this for us because He loves us.
因为神爱我们，所以他给我们创造了这一切东西。
Because everything in this world, He created for us to enjoy.
因为世上，因为他爱我们，所以他 创造世上一些东西是我们可以享用。
That's why he is fit to be the author and finisher of our faith.
所以他有资格来做我们信心的创始和始终。
Because without him, nothing in this world will exist.
如果没有他的话，世上没有一些东西可以存
在。Without him, none of us can sit here this morning and worship him.
如果没有他的话，我们不可能坐在这里来敬拜他。
I don't get sick too often.
我身体好，并不会经常得病。
But a couple of nights ago, I had a very severe migraine.
但是几天前晚上我有很严重的头痛。
Actually, you can ask my wife. I never cry. I don't cry too often.
你可以问我太太，其实我很少很少会哭。
But that night when I have the migraine,
但是那天晚上我头痛的时候
my head was so severe in pain that I have to cry.
痛到我都哭出来。
And during that time, I realized.
那时我就想到
，I truly praise and thank God.
我真是感谢赞美神。
Because the reason I'm healthy, because God sustained me to be healthy.
我之所以身体健康，是因为神让我健康。
The reason I can get up and breathe every morning, because God, the one that loves me and sustained me.
每天早上我能起床来呼吸、能走路，是因为神把我的生命来成全。
Because I realize if none of us are protected by God,
如果我们没有被神来保护的话
，really Satan will eat us alive.
魔鬼是把我们会把我们活生生的吞下去。
Because the Bible tells us Satan walking like a roaring lion, ready to find a person to devour.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这个魔鬼像一个狮子一样，在那里寻找可以吞噬的人。
You can see Job.
我们看一下那个 Job.
Job, he had everything. Job, the book of Job, Job.
我们看到那个约伯，他有很多东西从前。
Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他有七个儿子，还有很多子女。
He had great possessions.
还有很多财物。
But what did Satan say to God?
但是我们看那个魔鬼对神说
什么。The reason he has all of this because you have put a hedge around his family and around him.
他对神说，他之所以有这些东西，因为他有家里有一些东西来保护他。
So because God protected Job and his family, then Satan cannot do anything to him.
因为神来保护他的家人，所以魔鬼不可以对他做些什么东西。
But when God tell Satan, yes, you can do anything to him, but do not kill him.
但是神对魔鬼说，你现在可以对他为所欲为，但是你不可以取他的生命。
So during that time, all his children died.
那时候他的所有的孩子都死掉了。
All the possession he had was gone.
所有的财物也都失去了。
And he himself was full of boil.
自己也满身都生了病。
Really, this is what it's like if we live without God.
所以我们如果生命没有神的话，这就是我们生命的样子。
This is what it's like if God does not protect us.
如果神没有保护的话，保护我们的话，我们的生命也
是这样。So true, we should live our life to glorify God.
所以我们的生命要来献给那个荣耀神。
Because everything in this world belongs to God.
因为世上一切东西都是神的。
And whatever Satan offers us, because God gave him those things, not because Satan he himself has it.
神给我们的东西都是都是神给我们的，而不是说魔鬼想要给我们的。
Just think when Satan, offered the glory of the world to Jesus.
就像当时那个魔鬼来把这个世上的荣耀来给耶稣的时候。
Satan say, I give you what has been given to me.
魔鬼说，我把所给我自己别人给我的东西我给你。
So if Satan give us anything, it's only the crumb that God has given to him. That's it. But our God is the one that has everything.
所以当魔鬼给我们的东西的时候，只不过是神给他的很多的东西中间的一点点而已，所以神给我们的东西是更好的。
Let's also turn to Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2.
我们向下看一下那个希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2.
第二节。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书第十二章第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看荣辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，并坐在神宝座的右边。
So why Jesus Christ, he has the right to be the author and finisher of our faith.
所以为什么耶稣基督有这个资格来做我们信心的创始成终者？
It says here in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 that he endured the cross.
因为这里面告诉我们说他有受了十字架的苦难。
This means for Jesus, he didn't need to have to come to die for us on the cross.
就是说耶稣基督他其实不必来我们为十字架上为我们受苦。
But because he loved us so much.
但是因为他爱我们这么深。
You can see in the beginning when God created the heaven and earth, he also created us like his own image and own likeness.
就当神当时创造我们的时候是根据他的形象来造我们的。
If someone created us in his own image and likeness, that means that person must love us very much.
如果有个人来照着他自己的形象来造他造我们的话，表示说他确实非常爱我们。
So, but because of our disobedience,
但是因为我们的不顺服，
we can see in the Garden of Eden these two trees we can partake of.
我们知道在那个在那个伊甸园有两棵树我们可以来拿。
The tree of life and the tree of knowledge good and evil.
一棵是生命树，一棵是分别善恶的树。
But because of our disobedience, we partake the tree of good and knowledge.
但是因为我们不信不顺服，我们吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子。
So when Adam and Eve ate of that tree during that time, sins come into the world.
所以当那个亚当和夏娃吃了那个分别善恶树上的果子之后，罪就来到了人间。
So when sin has come into the world, then we have no part with God at all.
当罪来的时候，我们跟神就没有关系。
But because God has loved us so much,
但是神还这么爱我们。
He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
他就把他唯一的独生子来送我们。
So that's why Jesus Christ, He is have the right to be the author and finisher of our faith because He's the one that redeemed us from hell.
因为神把我们从地狱里面救出来，所以他有资格做我们信心的创始成终者。
Listen to Hebrew chapter 5.
我们看一下那个希伯来书第五章。
Hebrew chapter 5 verse 1.
希伯来书第五章的第一节。
Verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice for sin. Verse 2.
第二节。
He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and go on astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Verse 3.
第三节。
Because of this, he required us for the people, so also for himself to offer sacrifice for sin. Verse 4.
四节。
And no man take his honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So we see this talking about the high priest.
这里面在讲那个大祭司。
The reason that Jesus be able to qualify as author and finish of our faith, because he's the one that sacrificed himself for us.
之所以神有资格做我们信心的创始成终者，是因为他为了我们来牺牲他自己。
You can see all of us we have transgress against God.
我们知道说我们对神每个人都有过犯。
And the Bible say because of sin all of us must experience hell.
但是圣经告诉我们说因为罪我们每个人都必须要经历地狱。
But God because He loves us.
但是因为神爱我们。
So He came down as a man.
所以他来到世，他道成肉身来
到世上。Died for us on the cross.
在十字架上为我们受死。
So this means if He's the one that brought us from hell,So he has the right to want to control our lives.
所以他如果把我们从地狱里面救出来，他有资格、有权利来控制我们的生命。
Just think about if I'm with a person is in jail.
假设有一个人在监狱里面。
And a person come to bail me out.
有个人把我赎出来。
And it's only one condition. If I bail you out, this means your life belongs to me.
他的条件是说，如果我把你赎出来的话，你的生命归于我。
This is the choice that we have made before we get baptized.
这个就是我们当时受洗的时候做的一个选择。
We know the day that we get baptized, we need to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道说当时我们在受洗的时候我们要跟从耶稣。
Because the reason we live because of Him.
我们在世上活的原因就是为了神。
Because the reason we have the hope for eternal life because of Him.
我们因为他有了希望，有了盼望。
So it's only right that Jesus has the authority to control our lives.
所以因为这些缘故，耶稣有权利来控制我们的生命。
But of course, Jesus never forced us to do anything against our will.
当然，神从来没有说要强迫我们做这些东西。
Whatever we do, He wants us to do with a willing heart.
不管我们要做什么，他都想让我们从心里顺服
的做。So when we come here to worship God, we come here with a willing heart to worship Him.
所以我们来这里敬拜神的时候，要出自内心的甘愿。
Actually, I was thinking about myself.
我在想我自己。
And I was thinking, you know, sometimes when I do something for Christ, I also feel burdened.
有时候我为神做事情的时候也会觉得担子很重。
And I realize again, the reason I feel burdened because when I do things for Him, I don't do it with a willing heart.
因为后来发现说我在为神做事的时候有时候并不是甘心情愿的去做。
Of course, sometimes I do without a willing heart, without noticing that I do without a willing heart.
当然有时候我们就甘心情愿做的时候却发现说自己并没有注意到这些东西。
Just think about every single week we come here to worship God.
想到每个星期我们都来这里来敬拜神。
Sometimes we come on Tuesday night.
有时我们星期二晚上会来。
Sometimes we come on Friday night.
有时候星期五晚上。
And then Saturday we spend all day in church.
然后星期六我们全天都在教会。
Just imagine we come here with our willing heart.
可以设想的话，我们如果来这里没有甘心情愿的话。
Of course, would be a burden.
当然，来这么多确实是一件。
So that's why for us, we need to do the things according to God's will with the willing heart.
所以我们要做事情，不要跟神的意思，然后自己甘心情愿的去做。
Because he has redeemed us from hell and our life now belong to him.
因为他从地狱里面把我们赎出来，所以我们现在是属于他的。
So that's why Jesus Christ, he is the author and finisher of our faith.
所以耶稣基督是我们信心的创始成终者。
And also, let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
看一下马太福音的第二十八章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。
28 verse 5. But the angel answered and said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Verse 6.
第六节。
He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. So we can see verse 5 and 6 is talking about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里马太福音二十八章第五和第六节讲到这个主耶稣复活的事情。
Our Lord Jesus Christ not only shed his blood for us on the cross.
主耶稣基督不光是他在十字架上为我们流宝血。
Because in this world, many people die for other people.
因为我们知道说世界上也有很多人为了别人的缘故而死。
I remember during the years of a communist in Cambodia.
我还记得在那个共产党统治那个柬埔寨的时候。
Many parents die for their own children.
很多父母都为了自己的孩子去死。
But they themselves also die.
但是他们自己也死掉了。
Because they themselves also die, and then they have no power to resurrect their children.
但是因为他们自己死掉了，所以他们没有权利来说为他们子女来让他们复活。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is different.
但是我们的主耶稣是不一样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ not only died for us.
主耶稣不光为我们死。
But he also resurrected.
他自己还复活。
So this means life and death is in his hand.
所以我们知道说生和死都在他的手中。
If life and death is in his hand, then he is fit to be the author and finisher of our faith.
如果生和死都在神的手中的话，他确实有权利说做我们信心的创始成终者。
Because many of us one day we will die.
因为我们每天某一天都要死掉。
But if we have the spirit of God inside of us.
但是如果我们在心中有神的
灵同在。Even though our physical body die for now.
也许我们的肉体的生命会死掉。
But on the end, our Lord Jesus Christ will also resurrect us.
但是最后神还会把我们复活，叫我们拯救我们。
And then our physical body will become the spiritual body.
那时候我们那个肉体就变成了那个灵体。
And this spiritual body will last forever.
然后这个灵体就会永久的存活下去。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
因为神是我们信心的创始成终者。
This means if our Lord Jesus Christ make us alive forever, this means we cannot live forever.
如果我们主耶稣使我们的生命永久存存，我们就可以永久的存存。
That's why we think about different religion in the world.
所以我们想那个世上很多不同的宗教。
Who can proclaim that I am the life and the resurrection?
谁可以说他们是生命和复活的神？
Nobody in this world can proclaim that.
没人敢这样讲。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣敢这样讲。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sin.
因为神主耶稣基督为我们的罪而受死。
And resurrected to give us the hope for eternal life.
然后他又复活给我们有拯救的希望。
So many of us, we live in this world.
所以我们都活在这个世上。
We truly need to put this concept inside our heart.
把这个观念放在我们的心中。
Sometimes we just come to listen to the word of God.
有时候我们来听神的道理。
But inside our heart, we truly do not believe it.
但是我们心里却没有真正的相信。
Because we truly do not continually to pray and understand God's will.
因为我们没有真正的来祷告来感谢神。
Just imagine we're going to die tomorrow.
设想如果我们明天都要死掉的话。
If we die tomorrow, we sure we're going to go to heaven.
如果明天死掉的话，你是不是有信心说要去天国？
Or we going to go to hell.
或者我们要去地狱。
Even though many of us been washed by the blood of Christ.
虽然说我们都被很多人都被主的宝血洗过。
Even though many of us have received the Holy Spirit.
很多人都得了圣灵。
But if we die tomorrow.
但是如果明天死掉的话。
Where are we going to go?
我们要去哪里？
A lot of us, we never experienced hell before.
很多人我们都没有经历过地狱。
So a lot of time we do not think too much about hell.
所以我们也不会想太多。
But I remember when my father was experiencing hell.
但是我记得我的父亲那个经受地狱的折磨的时候。
I told you earlier that my father is a very tough guy.
我刚才讲过说我的父亲是很强壮的。
But when Satan brought him to hell.
但是当那个魔鬼带他去地狱的时候
，My father he cried like a little baby.
我的父亲哭得像一个小孩子一样。
He yelled like a little baby.
他大像孩子一样大。
Because in hell his soul suffered so much.
因为在地狱里面，他的灵魂受这么多的痛苦。
But for us, we never experienced that.
但是对我们，从来没有这样的感受。
And we think hell is very far from us.
我们也许说想说地狱对我们离我们太遥远。
One of the when I was in Kenya, one of the things that I remember the most is the toilet they have there.
我在肯尼亚的时候印象最深的是他们那里的厕所。
Of course, over here in America, when you go to the toilet, really, it's very nice, it's very beautiful.
在美国你去上厕所都是很干净很漂亮。
But in Kenya, usually the toilet, they dig about 20 to 30 feet inside the ground.
在肯尼亚他们只是地上挖个洞而已。
And most of the places, they put only a couple of plywoods right on top of it, a piece of wood on top of it, and then you just go on top of it. When,
然后他们放两块木头在那里，然后你可以站在上面。
So I was thinking to myself, every time I go there, say, what happened if I fall into that thing?
所以每次去我都在想，如果我掉进去怎么办？
Not only that, when I fall into that thing, and then no one hear me screaming, right?
如果掉下去的话，没有人来听到我的呼救怎么办？
Then all the dung would cover my head, of course it's deep, right?
所以因为那个洞很深，我想所有的大便都会把我埋住。
But imagine if the worms start eating you inside there, right?
你可以想象说那时候那些蛆都会来咬你。
Then there, the fire start burning you.
下面有火来烧你。
Just imagine hell is worse than if you fall into that toilet.
可以想象说地狱比你掉到这种厕所里面还更糟糕。
And in that toilet, you forever and ever, you can never get out.
然后在那里厕所里面，地狱里面，你从来你掉进去之后就再也出不来。
So for me, really, when I think about this toilet, I'm still traumatized by it.
所以每次我再回想那个厕所，还是觉得很害怕。
Then for us, we need to realize hell is much worse than that toilet.
但是我们要不要想到说，地狱比这个厕所更糟糕
？But now, all of us, we still alive, we be able to sit here and worship God.
但是我们现在都活着，能在这里来崇拜神。
So it's never late, too late for us to return back to God.
所以对我们来说。如果重新来回头来见神，从来不会晚。
Actually, last night I was a little bit discouraged.
其实昨天晚上我有些失望。
And then my wife she encouraged me with some word of wisdom.
我太太昨天晚上跟我说了一些鼓励的话。
And she said, "Failing is not the falling, but not getting up."
说失败并不是倒下去不起来。
And it's very true, right?
这是一个非常重
要。If you fall, you get up. This means you have not failed.
如果你倒下去，如果你站起来的话，表示说你并没有失
败。But if we fall, we continue to stay down. This means we have failed.
但是如果你倒下去不再起来的话，表示说你已经失败了。
This means our relationship with Christ is the same thing.
这个我们跟神的关系也是这样。
Today is a new day that our Lord has made for us.
今天是神给我们的一个新的天。
Today is a new day for us to glorify our Lord in heaven.
今天是我们新神给我们新的一
天。Let yesterday be yesterday.
让昨天过去。
Let today be a new day.
让今天成为一个新的一
天。If we did not pray yesterday, we did not read the Bible yesterday. Today is the opportunity for us to read and pray to God.
如果昨天没有读圣经，没有祷告，今天是一个新的一天，我们来读圣经，来祷告。
And for me, that's what I do.
这对我来说，我也这样做。
Maybe yesterday I did not do what I supposed to do.
因为也许昨天我没有。做我需要做的东西。
But today I'm still alive.
但今天我还活着。
Today I still be able to glorify God.
今天我可以来继续荣耀神。
So I make the day of the best day for today, not for yesterday.
所以我们把今天做一个能为神工作的最好一天，而不是昨天。
So for us truly, we always have time as long as we're still alive.
所以我们如果还活着，还有机会。
Of course, all of us, we're in the same boat, really.
我们其实每个人都有类似的经历。
It doesn't matter how good we are, we never get to the point that we will satisfy God's glory.
不管你多么好，但你从来不可能好到一个让神能荣耀能满足的地方。
This means it doesn't matter how much you pray each day, we need to pray more.
所以不管你每天祷告多少，你还要更多的可以祷告。
It doesn't matter how long we read the Bible, we need to read more.
不管你每天读圣经读多少，你还需要更多的需要。
Because on the end, every one of us has to become perfect.
因为最后我们每个人都需要做一个完全的人。
Only when we become perfect, then the church of God will also become perfect.
只有我们每个人都完全的时候，神的教会才可以变得完全。
And when the church of God become perfect, then that's the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
当神的教会变得完全的时候，神就会再来接我们。
So for us, our Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected.
所以我们知道说。耶稣基督已经复活了。
And through this resurrection, we have the hope for eternal life.
因为他的复活，我们对永生有盼望。
That's why it's only right he is the author and finisher of our faith.
所以他有权利做我们信心的创始成终者。
And also turn to Revelation chapter 21.
你看一下那个启示录的第二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
21 verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录二十一章的第三跟第四节。
Verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4. And God will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So we can see in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
这里在那个启示录二十一章第三跟第四节。
The reason that our Lord Jesus Christ has the right to be the author and finisher of our faith because He is our God.
我们看到说，之所以神有权利做我们的信心的创始成终者，是因为他是我们的神。
And as our God, He can give us eternal peace and eternal joy.
作为我们的神，他可以给我们永久的平安和永久的喜乐。
Really, man, how many people in this world can proclaim that He can give us eternal peace, eternal joy? It's impossible.
世界上还有谁可以说他可以给我们永生的喜乐 和盼望？没有。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, He has proclaimed that He will wipe every tears from our eyes.
但是主耶稣却给我们说，他要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
There will be no more death, no more sorrow.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀。
Why? Because all the former things through His blood have passed away.
因为以前的事情都过去了。
So, but now He gives us this hope.
现在我们有这个盼望。
So for us, truly, do not look at the world too deeply.
所以我们要不要把这个世界看得太重。
Because our hope is not in this world.
因为我们的盼望不在这个世界上。
But our hope is in the world to come.
我们的盼望在这个要来的这个新的世界上。
Where our Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for us.
那里在神在那里等我们。
Of course, sometimes when we look at this world.
但是有时候我们看这个世界。
There's many wonderful things in this world that we have desire for.
我们心会向往说这世界上很多很好的东西。
And sometimes we live our life to desire for these things.
有时我们为了这些追求是世上的东西也会努力去工作。
But remember if we die tomorrow.
但是要记住说如果我们明天死掉
的话。Do we have Christ or not?
我们有没有耶稣跟我们在一起。
If we have Christ, we die with a joyful heart.
如果我们有耶稣的话我们死的时候有一个喜乐的心。
If we do not have Christ, truly we will scream and yell because We don't know where we're gonna go.
如果没有耶稣的话，我们死的时候就会很恐惧，因为我们不知道去哪里。
So allow our Lord Jesus Christ to be the author and finisher of our faith.
所以让主耶稣基督做我们信心的创始成终者。
Let Him write the conclusion of our life according to His will.
让他来给我们的生命做一个总结。
When God write and when God have the authority over our life, and then we will know everything.Will be wonderful for us.
当神做我们的生命的主宰者的时候，我们知道一切都会很美好。
May God continue to help us.
我们求神来继续来带领帮助我
们。Always move our heart to continually to live our life to worship Him.
请他来感动我们来说，做我们让过一个敬拜神的生活。
Because He has the right to be the author and finisher of our faith.
因为他有权利做我们信心的创始成终者。
Let's turn and sing Him.
我们唱诗。
368。
368首
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
现在我们要一同跪下来祷告
In the Bible, they say there's two kinds of prayer.
圣经里面告诉我们说有两种祷告
One is prayer and understanding, which we did earlier before we start the session.
一种祷告是悟性祷告我们刚才聚会前我们有这样祷告过
Another prayer is praying in the Spirit.
另外一个祷告是圣灵的祷告
So God, He is Spirit.
因为神就是灵
When Jesus ascended to heaven, He sent His Holy Spirit and dwelt inside our hearts.
因为神，升天的时候，他降圣灵给我们。
So for those of us we want to experience God,
所以那些想来感受神的人
，when we kneel down and pray, we put our hands together.
我们可以跪下来祷告，把手双手合起
来。So before we pray, we can say in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们祷告前说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And then for those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit, just repeat out Hallelujah.
如果你还没有圣灵的话，就可以一同不断的说哈利路亚，感谢。
Because Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为感谢神是，因为哈利路亚是感谢神的意思。
Then it's very important for us to pray to Him with a sincere heart.
我们必须要有真诚的心来感谢神。
And for those of us who truly want to experience Him, you have to repent from all our sin.
如果你真正来要来感谢神的话，必须要 悔过改了我们的过错。
So first when we kneel down, we put our hands together.
所以我们要祷告来把双手合在一起。
Then we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们要奉主耶稣圣名来祷告。
Then you can also hear some brother and sister. We have the Holy Spirit, so you can hear we speaking in tongue.
我们这里弟兄姊妹很多人都有圣灵, 所以听到他们来用圣灵来祷告。
But for those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit, just continue to repeat hallelujah.
如果没有圣的话, 可以一直说 hallelujah.
And you can talk to God in your mind, in your thought. You can tell Him anything you want.
在你的心里你可以跟神来交通, 把你所需要的一切都告诉神。
Because some of us, we worry about life.
有些人会为我们的生命来担心。
We can tell Him all the worries that we have.
你可以把你生命中一切的挂念告诉神。
Some of us, we are sick.
有些人有生病。
We also tell God to heal us.
你可以求神来帮助我们来治理，来关心治治理我们。
So on the end, after we pray, then I'm going to ring the bell.
祷告结束时我来摇铃。
And then we conclude there.
这样我们就可以一同来结束。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们一同来跪下祷告。